I woke up one morning and was like feeling the lowest I've ever felt in my entire life. Something's not good here, because I was having very, very low thoughts. I started doing some research online first and heard about prenatal depression, which I had never heard of. Like I think everybody's heard of postpartum depression, like that comes after the baby gets here, but that they get those same postpartum depression symptoms in pregnancy. Even just knowing that it was a thing was helpful because it gave me some sense of control over it. And then the day I gave birth, it was over. When my baby was on my chest, I felt this like 60-pound weight lift off my shoulders and it was done. It was over.
Getting pregnant and giving birth are two of the most exciting things you can ever hope to experience in this life. The moment you think you could be pregnant, you're frantically searching for all the best information, which is why you're here today. I'm Stephanie King, and with my many years of experience as a professional childbirth educator, doula, and lover of all things pregnancy, birth, and postpartum, I'm here to make preparing for your birth enjoyable, empowering, and totally easy. Each week, I'll cover different topics, interview professionals, and get into the nitty-gritty birth stories from mamas just like you. And when you're ready for more, you can join me in the My Essential Birth course at myessentialbirth.com, where I take you step by step through exactly how to prepare your mind, body, spirit, and partner for a birth you love. So let's get started. It's time. The My Essential Birth postpartum course is here. Whether you're pregnant, just got baby home, or weeks and months into postpartum, this is the course for you. No more wondering what's normal for your body postpartum, if baby's eating or pooping enough, or how to get a good latch. You now have an all-in-one resource where you can click a topic and get the answer. Learn more at myessentialbirth.com/postpartum and add it onto the My Essential Birth course for even less when you bundle them at checkout. Already in the course? Check your student library and add the course for the same discount. I can't wait to support you on your postpartum journey. All right, welcome back. And this week's reviewer of the week is Jenny Hagen, 18. She says, game changer for a first birth. I am 27 years old and 27 weeks with my first. I originally found this podcast while searching for information on delayed cord clamping after seeing an Instagram account reference it and didn't know what it was all about. After I heard Stephanie discuss all of the evidence in a truly non-biased way, I was hooked and have since listened to about 75% of the episodes and am part of the birth course. I have learned so many things I had no clue about. Stephanie has made me feel so confident going into my first birth that despite that twists or turns may happen, I feel confident that I have the knowledge to choose what is right for me and baby. My mom is very into naturopathic medicine while my sister is a family practice MD. That must be a really fun dinner conversation, by the way. I'm somewhere in the middle when it comes to healthcare. As you can imagine, hearing both sides to all of these topics has been empowering for me to make my own decisions about what I want birth to look like for me. Thanks, Stephanie, for all you do for women and families. Holy cow. Jenny, thank you so much for that review. Thanks for taking the time. And I would love to just be a fly on the wall for those conversations with you and your mom and your sister. That's got to be some really good conversation happening at that dinner table. Today, you guys, we have Sarah here with us. I'm going to take a moment and let her introduce herself. But I think this is kind of going back to the review we just had. We were talking about being 27 weeks. What we might talk about here today will probably interest you and those that are listening. Sarah might be somebody that you guys want to follow and kind of like latch onto for what to expect during pregnancy and all of that, or somebody to kind of like follow along during your pregnancy. But with that, Sarah, will you take a moment and say hello to everybody? Tell us a little about you and your family.
Hi, everybody. My name is Sarah. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast, by the way, Stephanie. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah.
So for anybody who doesn't know me, I have a funny, like, comedic Instagram on account on obviously Instagram called Big Kid Problems. Big Kid Problems. It's basically all kind of like just daily musings about adult life. A lot of the stuff we go through. I recently just went through my first pregnancy. I now have a 1-year-old at home. But when I got ready to, when I was getting ready to be pregnant, I decided to create a pregnancy podcast, kind of following week by week of my journey through pregnancy. And then, you know, also kind of talking about like everything that was happening every single week of pregnancy with your body, with your baby, all of that good stuff. And then just, you know, kind of instilled my own experience in there too, to make it kind of fun and entertaining. And I did that for all the entire way through, all 40 weeks of pregnancy are there. The podcast is called Bottle Service with Big Kid Problems. And it was such a hit and so much fun to do that I actually continued it into a postpartum season, which is what I'm in now. But I have my one little boy at home. You know, we're a new family. I made it through the first year. I survived pregnancy. It was a lot rougher than I thought it would be. But it's been so fun, and I am just obsessed with all things pregnancy, postpartum. It's such an insane life transition. There is so much to it. There's so much that you learn through the process that I feel like I thought I knew what to expect, but I learned so much, and it really was a roller coaster experience. So I love talking to women who are going through this journey, and I love being a person to kind of like go through it with, because I think pregnancy is kind of like it can be an isolating experience. You know, you kind of go through it. Yeah. You're going through it on your own. And so I like that people can follow along with me week by week through pregnancy with them and hear like exactly another person's perspective of exactly what they're going through at the exact same time that you are. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I appreciate the comedic tilt to it as well, right? Because like it is hard and it can be isolating, and it's really nice to have somebody to go through it, you know, somebody to go through it with. And then also like, I hope that there's some joking about like, it's okay to feel this way, you know? So
yeah, I'm usually awesome. A lot funnier. When I was recording the podcast, there were some weeks where I was like, this is so brutal. I'm recording this from like the bathroom floor. And so I wish, you know, looking back, I'm like, I probably could have been funnier here, but it's tough. It's tough when you're going through the struggle.
Yeah. Yeah. That's totally real. Tell me a little bit, you had mentioned previously when we had talked, like you happen to be one of the only people that were getting pregnant in your mom group. So like just starting there, what was that like for you?
Yeah. I mean, I had a couple girlfriends who had gone through it before me. One thing I noticed is all my friends who were pregnant or going through it, they all had totally different experiences. But when I got pregnant, I was, you know, I thought it's just kind of interesting that, you know, you talk to other friends and like, even now I'm the same way. You kind of forget, like they were kind of forgetting all the stuff that they went through, through pregnancy. So it is hard to kind of like, go through it, I feel like kind of alone. Like I felt like I was the only person at that specific time going through pregnancy, and it felt strange. Like all my friends around me were continuing their lives or going out, having fun. Even my husband, you know, who was very invested obviously in the pregnancy with me, like he continued on his normal life. And my whole life got flipped upside down the second that I saw that positive pregnancy test. I'm like, whoa, everything's different. Like I'm not drinking. My social life looks different. I felt like crap. I was so tired. I'm somebody who has my own business. All of a sudden I'm like, whoa, it is really hard to get work done or focus on like other things when, you know, I'm going through this pregnancy. So it was a surprise, I would say, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. What were some of the things like early on that you noticed right away that kind of like, oh, shoot, I'm pregnant, you know, what were some changes that happened to your body?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I was so surprised at how quickly things progressed, because I saw that positive pregnancy test. I had like a couple inklings before I even took the test that I'm like, I think I might be pregnant. You know, like I was experiencing bloating, but like which I normally do before my period, but like it was like all in my, uterus. You know, my boobs were super swollen, and we had been trying. It was like the first month that we actually tried and like did all the things to try and get pregnant. And I was like, oh my God, I think this might be it. And then really by like week five, I had always told myself, you know, even though I wanted to get pregnant, and I was like, this is going to be so crazy, but at least I have 9 months to prepare. You know, I have 9 months to get ready for baby. And what I realized is as soon as I saw that pregnancy test was positive, I'm like, oh no, like life changes right now. You know, like it just happened so fast. And I'd say one of the first inklings was, nausea came on really quickly, and suddenly food. I'm somebody who like loves to eat, loves to cook. One of the things I was like most excited for in pregnancy was I'm like, oh my God, I get to like eat all my favorite foods and not feel bad about it. And really early on, every food disgusted me. it was so weird. I had never heard of that. I had never heard of food aversions. And every food that I like to eat, I was suddenly so grossed out with, you know, like everything was gross to me. And that was a surprise. Like I usually have like eggs in the morning. My husband made me eggs and I was like, get that away from me. I can't do it. So I would say that was one of the first early surprises.
And it's the worst too, because yes, you just want things to taste yummy. So did that nausea last forever for you, or was it around that like 12 to 14 weeks? Did you start to feel better? Did you get to have some of those yummy foods? Did they taste good again at some point?
What's weird is, so the all day nausea, because that was another thing. I was like, right. People tell you it's morning sickness. No, I was sick morning to night. All I wanted to do was lay on the couch. That only, thank God, lasted about 14 weeks, where it was like true hell. And I had to get on like prescription medicine for nausea because it was just so, so bad. And about then, I think that I had to wait until I was about 12 or 14 weeks to get on that prescription medicine. As soon as I got that in my system, I started feeling a lot better.
Yeah, that's good. So did the food aversions go away? Were you able to like start eating again?
So kind of no. Like that was the worst part, is they weren't as bad as in the beginning, because in the beginning, like I couldn't even touch meat. Like and my husband's there. He's like, no, we had this. I'm a very healthy eater. Like I, you know, I eat my proteins. I eat my leafy greens, my vegetables. I wanted none of that. Pretty much all pregnancy. By like the end of trimester two, trimester three, I could like stomach those things and eat them because I knew that they were good for me.
Thing.
But I know I did not want them. Did not want them.
Aww. I'm so sorry. That is so sad. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Did you have anything as far as your pregnancy goes? Like, were there any complications or anything that came up for you that, I don't know, maybe would be helpful for other moms to hear?
Yes. So a couple of things. One that I had never heard of that was kind of a surprise for me is about week 17, I want to say week 18. I'm somebody who like I have anxiety normally and have like tasted, you know, had like little tastes of depression here and there in my 20s, but like never really felt depressed. I woke up one morning and was like feeling the lowest I've ever felt in my entire life. And I thought maybe it was like just like a bad day. And then like the next day happened and it was a really bad day. And then day three happened and I'm like, uh-oh, something's not good here. Cause I was having very, very low thoughts. And I ended up getting in touch with a therapist cause I was like, I started doing some research online first and heard about prenatal depression, which I had never heard of. Like I think everybody's heard of postpartum depression, like that comes after the baby gets here, but there's like a sister to it that affects a lower percentage of women. I think somewhere between like 15 to 20% of women in pregnancy, but that they get those same postpartum depression symptoms in pregnancy. So, I was diagnosed with that, which was a surprise I had never heard of, but, even just knowing that it was a thing was helpful because
Yeah, I was so, totally.
You know, it gave me some sense of control over it. But I did experience that my entire pregnancy where I was feeling pretty low. I luckily was able to use some tools and to get myself out of like the depths of it. So I could just kind of like skeet by on like a low grade depression. And then the day I gave birth, it was over. It was the weirdest thing.
Really? That quick? Oh, that's so interesting.
It was like that when my baby was on my chest, I felt this like 60 pound weight lift off my shoulders and it was done. It was over. So that was, I hope if anybody else listening is experiencing any level of that, at least maybe that gives you some comfort that like it can change as quickly as it comes on. And then I did experience some complications about week 34, 35, where my baby wasn't turned. Like they were, I was getting my ultrasounds and they realized my baby hadn't turned down and he was in the breech position. And he stayed in the breech position. I tried absolutely everything. There's all these crazy techniques. I tried all of them to flip that baby and he never flipped. So I was a breech baby.
Yeah. Okay. A couple of things. I love that you brought up the prenatal depression. It is a very real thing. I think it's important that moms hear about it. I too experienced that and had no idea what it was. In fact, I've talked about it before where my sister or people within my family have like experienced depression. And I remember thinking, even like as we were growing, I'm like, just pick yourself up. Like, come on. Like, it's not that big of a deal. And then when it happens, you're like, oh, like, I can't think my way out of this. I can't exercise my way out of this. I can't eat my way out of this. Like, this is, it's here to stay. And I love that you caught it too. And we're like, day three, I need help. What can I research? I love that there's information online about it now and that you were able to reach out to a therapist. I, in my cuteness, called my doctor and they were like, well, are you thinking of harming yourself? And I'm like, well, no, like I'm aware of that being wrong. And no, I'm not going there. I'm like, but this is not normal for me. And they're like, well, unless you want depression meds, like there's not much we can do. And I'm like, okay. So then,
what?
You know, I went to the store and I bought candles. I ended up doing some like self-medicating things, you know, that I actually are along the lines of like what you can do to help yourself without knowing that that's what was happening. But now, yes. If you are experiencing prenatal, you know, worries or depression or invasive thoughts or intrusive thoughts, then yes, you can reach out to people and they are there to help you. I recommend seeing somebody like a therapist. So I love that you shared that.
Yeah. And that makes me so sad that your like primary care doctor didn't have more information, because that's the thing is, and therapy was like one piece of the puzzle. It helped.
Totally.
Like it wasn't like the thing that helped the most. You know, like I did, I took on like a whole, I'm like, I'm going to fix this. And I did a lot of different stuff. There is actually a lot of things that you can do to make you feel better. You know, one of the things I did, that actually helped me was I started giving myself like a grade every day. Like I was like, where is my mental health at? And like zero being absolute the worst, feeling the lowest I've ever felt, level 10 being like the happiest I've ever been. And seeing where I was at every single day actually was really, really interesting, because on the very, very low days, it feels like, oh my God, I'm always going to feel this depressed and I've always felt this way and this is never going to get any better. But I could like objectively look at like my little calendar and be like, no, actually, this is a one. I only have like one or two one days out of the month. A lot of them are on that 3-4 scale. So like you're just in a really bad spot. So like quantifying it was one of the things that I did. I did a lot of self-care where it was like bubble baths, massages, facials, like just took really good care of myself on those bad days. I think nutrition plays a huge role. I think physical activity plays a big role, you know, making sure to get outside on those really tough days and like listen to like upbeat music or a funny podcast or like do some things that would just like lift my spirits on those tough days. And all of that helps. Like anybody who tells you only medicine is the way to go, like that is so not it.
Yeah. No, I love everything that you shared about that. And it's funny, even you grading yourself. So I have been with therapists, and that is something that I was told to do. It wasn't necessarily a grade, but it was basically like a plot chart. And there's actually an app, and I don't know the name of it, but you can like put in, like, it's a scale of 1 to 10, like where you're feeling, and it gives you like names of emotions and stuff to like base it off of. And so that you can go back and look at it. So like, I don't even know if you meant to like do that, but like it's a real thing, you know, to like be able to look back and say like, yeah, no, I am okay, or better okay most of the time. Like, I'm in a bad spot right now, and I can objectively look at that and kind of move on from there, or know that I need to do some extra things today to be in a better place. So that's solid.
There is so much power in, you know, understanding your emotions and allowing yourself to feel the emotions. And I like that app, like, helped you name them, like by giving like certain things, because I've used an app like that before, and I always thought that was really helpful, because sometimes like you can't always articulate exactly what you're experiencing. You're like, well, I just feel bad, and then when you start to see these other words, and you're like overwhelmed or whatever it is, you're like, oh yeah, no, it's the overwhelm that is making me feel this way. And then it kind of helps you like know, okay, I'm feeling overwhelmed, maybe I can ask my husband to like do the groceries later today, which I was planning on doing, but like start to take things off my plate. It just helps you like understand yourself a little bit better, and I think it's really helpful.
Totally. That's solid advice too. I'll link to it. There's an emotion wheel, and we use it with our kids. Like I'm sad, I'm this, I'm that. I'm like, well, point, like, you're what? And once they can identify it, it helps them, but it helps me as mom know too, like, how can I help you? So solid. I love that so much. Okay. So I love talking about, I like to bring the dads into it as often as I can. So tell me a little bit about your relationship, maybe like before, and how that changed or grew or like progressed as you became pregnant and now into motherhood or parenthood.
Oh man. Okay. So my husband, Brandon, is like, he is the dad of the group. Like, that's one of the things that attracted me to him initially, is just, he is like such, he's just such a dad. Like, he's a caretaker. Even when we were like, I was in my early 20s and he was in his early 30s and we were dating, like he's just the guy. Like, he would take care of all my girlfriends. He would make sure like the drunkest one in the group got an Uber home, check on her, make sure she was safe. Like, he was just like the person that like oversaw everything and like made sure everyone was okay. And I always just thought that was hot, you know?
It is attractive. Like, caring is attractive. Yes.
100%. And it was, you know, when we were talking about, you know, getting married, marriage and family and all that stuff, we were definitely on the same page. And one of the things that we got on the same page too about is just like, I come from a family where like my mom did all the work. Like, my mom did everything. She was so selfless, and it drove her freaking crazy. Like, I feel like she wasn't the happiest mom, because like she was just so overwhelmed and anxious the whole time. And when I was looking for a partner, like, I really like wanted somebody who was going to not make me do everything. Like, I wanted somebody who was active, who wanted to take a very hands-on role to fatherhood. And that was Brandon, 100%. And in pregnancy, I mean, he did everything he could. You know, like, there's not much these guys can do.
So much you can do. Yeah.
I mean, feeding me every day was like his biggest challenge, because I was like, I'm hungry. He's like, what do you want to eat? I'm like, nothing. Everything sounds disgusting. He's like, I don't know what to do for you. So him feeding me through pregnancy was like, was the hardest part. And then when baby got here, he has been so amazing. I mean, he's done things like I've talked about on my podcast where I'm like, y'all, if your husband's not doing this, you need to train them to do this. Like, one of the biggest things he did for me is he takes morning shift from me every morning since the day my baby was born, because I'm a night owl. I need to sleep in, and I need sleep. Like, I am not my best version of myself if I'm getting like under a certain amount of hours. So he very early on is the person who wakes my baby up every day, you know, feeds him in the morning, and I get to like mosey downstairs an hour and a half after he does. And it like has made the biggest difference, I think, in everything. And I always say, I'm like, I get to be the mom that I want to be because of my husband, like, because Brandon a lot, like, helps me so much. And it's just amazing. It's great.
I love that. Yeah, that's amazing. So were there any, like, I'm sure you kind of went through, you talked about like some mood stuff, even like depression and stuff. Did that affect your guys' relationship at all, like during that pregnancy?
You know, it affected me so much so that, you know, of course it kind of, it affects us both. Like when I'm in a bad place, like it's hard for him. What was hard for me was articulating it to him, was like, just to have him understand what I was going through was like my biggest challenge. And I like, I spent so much time trying to like explain to him what was going on with me and like why I was feeling the way I was feeling. And I think he did his best to like understand. But that was hard. It was hard to be going through something like so tough and difficult. And like, you're, you know, we're used to going through life together. We've been together almost 10 years. And this was a thing where I'm like, I am having a completely different experience than you are. And like, he's like living his best life. Like nothing's changed, like golfing a couple days a week. And like, I'm miserable, you know?
Yeah,
so it was definitely tough. And I think also like, even as amazing as he was, and he was like such a great partner through all of this, I always think like women, we're going to have some resentments towards our husband because like we get the short end of the stick here. We have to carry this baby. We have to birth this baby. You know, we go through a postpartum period. And like, even though he did everything that I feel like he could have done right, like I still had resentments towards him for a period of time. And I think it's just natural. I think it's part of it.
Yeah, I'm glad you shared that because I do think that that is very normal. And I think women are going to experience that. And I love that you shared, like, even though he was so helpful, that those things still came up. Those things were still real for you. I remember feeling the same way. Like, I don't know what I thought in my head when I was going to be getting pregnant and getting married and all this stuff life was going to be like. But it was like, holy cow. Like, once you make the decision to get pregnant and you're carrying this baby and like your whole world revolves around this pregnancy and that baby, life is just, you don't go back. There's no going back. So it's very different and it's totally normal to like work through all those things. I feel super grateful for it now. I'm sure you feel the same. Like, everything that you guys do together as a couple, you grow, you get closer. It's all really great in the end, but man, it can be challenging during the time.
Challenging. Yeah, but you're so right. I think like after going through something like this, like it really does, you're like, whoa, we can go through anything.
Yes, totally. Yeah. Totally. Yeah, I love that. Were there like things that you were able to like articulate or like talk to him about post being pregnant that like kind of like help him understand like this is where I was at, where like I wasn't able to like really get you there with me now, but like this was the situation. So like moving forward, should we have more babies? Like, have you guys been able to chat about that at all?
Yeah, there's actually this like fun visual I gave him, and I have actually like told my other friends' husbands this because I think it paints a really good picture. I talked about it on my podcast too, but this was like a good like, I feel like, metaphor for how I felt in postpartum. Is just because like I know there was times, especially in those early months, where we're both so exhausted, you know, like we're both so drained. And I would start, especially like around this time is when I started feeling resentful because like, I was like, you think you're tired? You know, like I just literally, I'm still recovering from, you know, abdominal surgery and like all the hormones and all of this stuff. Like you have no idea what tired feels like. Like there was just like times where in those like early days where I feel like we were both like a little bit at each other's throats. And I explained to him this visual where I was like, okay, this is a time, imagine we're both in like a rocky sea right now. Like we're out in the middle of the ocean. The waves are crashing on us. Like we're fighting for our lives right now. you're in a little boat. Like, you imagine, like, I'm in the water sitting here drowning, like the waves crashing over me, and you are at least in like a little dinghy boat with like a little blanket over you. Like, that is the difference of like what's going on here. Like, you think you're scared in these oceans? Like, I've got like, you know, a surgery, and like my hormones are insane, and like my boobs are aching. Like, you don't have to deal with a lot of the stuff under the surface that I'm dealing with. And so once I gave him that visual, he was like, oh yeah, okay. And I'm also like, every time that you're like just trying to give me encouragement, like think about like that person who's in the dinghy next to the person who's drowning, like, you're doing great. Mm. I'm like, shut up. Shut up. You know? So good, I don't visual. Know if that yes. was the answer to your question, but it's helped us.
Good. God, no, that's awesome. I'm sure other women will be able to use that visual as well. So that's great. Okay. Well, how about like looking back, or just like genuine curiosity? Is there anything looking back, pregnancy or postpartum, that you would have done differently? Like, knowing what you know today?
Oh my gosh. You said pregnancy or postpartum?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. Okay. There's like so many things. The thing that comes most to mind, and any of your listeners, by the way, are already ahead of me on this because they're listening to your show. I spent a lot of time in pregnancy, like just learning about pregnancy and like learning everything that was happening to my body, my baby. Like, I was doing my own podcast, so like I was very, very knowledgeable of everything that was going on in pregnancy. I don't think I did enough due diligence preparing myself for birth and preparing myself for, you know, what could happen. Like, what are some common issues that happen? Like, I knew a couple weeks ahead that I had a breech baby and that their delivery was going to be a little bit complicated. And I did not do enough research, I feel like, to properly get myself prepared for what would inevitably happen. And because I didn't, I was really caught off guard in my birth, and it had like a lot of residual effects for me. Like, I experienced like a little bit of trauma from my birth. I was just so shocked during it, that a couple of different things happened, and just so caught off guard that it really kind of like messed with my brain. Like, my brain chemistry, I feel like, changed after birth, and I was experiencing like some post-traumatic stress like after that. And I feel like if I had properly educated myself a little bit more, maybe that wouldn't have been the case.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that. I think you're not alone in that, and I can totally relate. That's a lot of what my first birth, it's why I got into doing what I do today. So I greatly appreciate that. It's really true there. And so, but now, like, you do have that going into your next birth, should you choose to have more children, you know, it's like, and you can share that with other women. Like, this is what I experienced. This is how I think it could help to know these things or do these things prior. So that's really excellent. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, of course. I know, I even know, just even from sharing my birth experience, because I delivered by cesarean, and he was a breech baby. I never went into labor. You know, it was a scheduled C-section. And when my baby was delivered, he had trouble breathing, which is apparently like pretty common with breech babies, especially if they don't start the labor process. Like, you know, because babies naturally, that you go from like, and you probably know more of this than I do, but go from breathing amniotic fluid to needing to breathe air. And when you go through labor, like, that process naturally happens. Like, my baby never went through that. So when he was born, he was having a lot of trouble breathing and like needed to be taken out of the room. Even sharing that experience on my podcast, I've had numerous people reach out to me and be like, I listened to that before I gave birth, and then it happened, and I was less scared because I knew that that was something that happens. Like, I knew that it was a possibility. So, I think hearing stories of birth, I think, you know, knowledge is power, you know?
100%. Yes, you're preaching all the right things in all the right places. Yes. Before we jump off here, and thank you so much for everything that you have walked us through today that has been so fun. Tell us a little bit about, you mentioned your podcast and all that stuff. I want women to know where to find you, how to listen to your stuff, and all of that. So will you take a moment and talk about all of that for a moment?
Of course. guys, you can come find me on Instagram. It's just really easy, Big Kid Problems. And that I have linked to everything. My podcast is Bottle Service with Big Kid Problems, or you can just find that anywhere that you get your podcasts. It's on Apple, it's on Spotify, all the major networks. What's fun with that is if you're in pregnancy, like you can, all my pregnancy episodes are at the beginning of that show. So you kind of have to scroll down to get to the pregnancy episodes, but you can find your week. So like if you're 15 weeks pregnant listening to this, you can go and find week 15 and kind of follow along from there. You can, you know, your week 27, you find your week and go from there, which I think people really like. And then I'm also in a postpartum season right now. So I continued it on. I ended up, after going through postpartum myself, I take topics every single week. I bring in experts on certain things that can help us get through postpartum that I know that I wish I had when I was going through it, because I think that there's just a lot of surprises and bumps along the road.
Yes.
I'm actually going to have you on the podcast. You're going to be one of my experts coming on. So
yes, so take a listen there. If you're following along here, I'll put a link to that just whenever. I don't know which one's going to go first, but there will be links so that you guys can listen to that.
Yes. So definitely come hang out. It's a great place. And I'm on Instagram too, you know, at Big Kid Problems. And then on my personal, Sarah Merrill_Hall. And like people are in my DMs all day long. I'm talking pregnancy and postpartum stuff with women all day long. So you can hit me up there and we can just, you know, chat all the things.
Yeah. And be friends. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Sarah. This has been so fun. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
If you loved what you heard today, the very best way to support this podcast and help other moms to find it is to leave a quick review. I read one at the beginning of the episodes, and I would love for yours to be next. And if you're ready for even more pregnancy, birth, and postpartum goodness, come join me in the My Essential Birth course at myessentialbirth.com, where I will hold your hand and walk you through pregnancy and birth step by step so you're totally prepared for a birth you'll love. See you next week.